Jamie, at our church, if it's all right, with me and you will look at the weather and see, and then we'll talk about tomorrow night and let the people know.
Amen. Like I said last night, the Lord may see that somebody needs to rest tonight.
Yeah.
Maybe some of the older folks or children may need to rest tonight where they can be able to, maybe the Lord may have plans on bringing more lost people in here and getting them saved or getting them in this altar, and we may need to have strength to be able to get in there with them.
Yeah.
To pray with them. And if we're tired, then we may not be able to pray like we would with them if we wouldn't. I don't know. The Lord knows everything, and He's got a reason for everything. And I want to reverence and honor the Lord in all things. I never want to question anything that He did. But I feel like the Lord tonight has laid a message on my heart. Had something else marked, but this is about the third time this week. Had something else marked, but the Lord took us a different direction. But I like that. I like to be led by the Spirit. I know that He knows everything. And I like waiting on Him. But I thought if you got your Bible, I'd like for you to go to Exodus chapter 8. And I know we've read a lot out of the Old Testament, but that's the foreshadowing of Christ. And we see a lot there that is a foreshadowing of what we got in the New Covenant. But Exodus chapter 8, verse 25, I feel like preaching tonight. Now, I'm not about a crowd. It don't matter to me how many they are. I was down there at the jail the other day. Heather wasn't able to go with me. Well, she can't go in with the men anyway. And I didn't have no musician with me. So I had to sing a cappella, and I ain't much of a singer anyway. So we sung Jesus Loves Me. And they asked me to sing The Little Red Box, but I didn't know how to sing yet. But we just sung what we could and tried to obey the Lord and help them. I thought we had the best, one of the best services right there. Singing with one another. And I thought when we began to preach down there, Michael, five of them, there was the same Holy Ghost came by what it was in the house of God were 200. But I thank God that we don't got to put Jesus in a little red box, that we ain't got to keep Him in a box, but He lives inside of us. I praise the Lord for that. But I thought it was the same Holy Ghost that got in the service with five jailbirds as it did with 200 Holy Ghost filled people. And I thought tonight, no matter how many, I'd like to be one of the men that no matter how many was out in the house of God, and I still try to give my best for God. And no matter if it was like Philip was in a revival, and I mean there was people getting saved left and right. And God spoke to him and said, go way over yonder on the south side of the desert. And he went, and there was one man down there that he went and had to go help. And that eunuch was reading the word of God but didn't understand it. And he was able to read to him and never understood it. And he ended up getting saved and baptized because God had a plan for that one man. And I'd like to be able to preach the same to the eunuch, the single eunuch, as I did to the whole city. But I feel like preaching tonight on a little thought called Just Not Too Far. And Exodus 8:25, here we find, you know, Moses, Aaron, and their acquaintances and things with Pharaoh. But I thought here the Bible says, and Pharaoh called for Moses and for Aaron and said, go ye, sacrifice to your God in the land. Moses said, is it not meet to do so? We shall sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians to the Lord our God. Lo, shall we sacrifice the abominations of the Egyptians before their eyes, so they will not stone us? We will go 3 days' journey into the wilderness and sacrifice to the Lord our God as He shall command us. And Pharaoh said, I will let you go that you may sacrifice to the Lord God in the wilderness. Only ye shall not go very far away. I thought here we find Moses that had very good intentions. He didn't want to sacrifice close to an evil city such as Egypt. But I thought he desired to get as far away as he could. But Pharaoh said, yeah, I'll let you go, but don't go too far away. I feel like preaching a little bit to thought tonight about just not too far away. I thought maybe last night we begin to touch on a little bit how that Satan don't care if we go to church. He don't care if I preach. As long as I preach his message, as long as I stay close enough to him, he really don't care if I get so far away. As long as he can keep me close enough to him, where he can get his hands on me. I thought tonight he don't care if we sing, as long as he can keep us close enough out of his music. Amen. I thought if he can keep us, thank God, close enough to him. Hallelujah. I thought maybe it's a thought, Brother Bill. How did I thought the Lord told him there in Mark 16? He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every nation. And I thought there Satan would have liked it for him to keep the message in Jerusalem. I thought Satan would have loved for him to keep it right there. But God said, go into all the world and preach the gospel unto every nation. And I thought it's God's will tonight that we go. Satan wants to put limitations and barriers upon us, a proximity where we can go so far, but that's as far as we can go away from him. Thank God, he desires, thank God, to keep the preachers and within his messages, within his realm. He don't want me to get deep enough, I get down in somebody's heart. He don't want us to get deep enough as prophets of God how to be able to read the hearts of men. He don't want us as singers how to sing anything deep enough how that will bring glory and honor to Christ. Hey man, I thought I see it a lot in the music, and I'm not saying here, but around the world, thank God, around when we travel from place to place, I see where Satan's ways here, he said not too far. I thought he don't care, thank God, about hardly the tune, as long as he can get something that will bring discouraging or downhearted or something to weigh him down with. But Satan, thank God, his desire to steal, kill, and destroy. How did he say it here? Just not too far. Hallelujah. I thought they write songs about themselves and they sang them about themselves. How the Satan said, just don't go too far away from being selfish. Don't go be too far away from being self-centered. Hallelujah. Who's the most self-centered man ever walked? Thank God is Satan. Everything he thinks revolves around him. He was kicked out of heaven because he was jealous of God. Amen. He desired the throne of God. But I thought he was kicked out because of that. And I thought, thank God, he desires to keep the church so limited. And thank God of what we could be doing. Hallelujah. Thank God. He'll cause him to write songs that will cause him to be depressed and discouraged. Oh, thank God, it's so dark and grim. It ain't doing no good, thank God. Where's the songs that lift up Christ and the name of Christ and his purpose? Amen. Hallelujah. Just not too far. I don't care if you sing as long as you sing down, trying to discourage a song, but don't ever go too far as to sing something that will uplift the name of Christ. Hey man, just not too far. Just not too far. The devil says to the preachers, just not too far. I don't care if you preach as long as you hammer on the people. I don't care if you preach as long as you beat them with the right arm and say, oh, thank God, discourage them. Or they can't feel like they can live it no more. I don't care if you preach as long as you don't tell them about somebody called Jesus. I don't care if you preach as long as you tell them about what you've done and what you can do and how holy you are. He's saying you can preach that message, but don't go too far into the message of Christ. Deny self. It says you ain't nobody. But it's about what Christ can do through us. Not what we can do through somebody's purity, man. Amen. Thank God. Just not too far. He said, I don't care if you sacrifice to your God. Just don't get too far away from me where I can't reach out and pull you right back where I am. Amen. Thank God. Young people, Satan He don't want you too far away from Him. He wants to keep you so close to Him, thank God. He wants to keep you so close to Him. But He said, I don't care if you pray, as long as you don't pray from the heart.
Hallelujah, glory to God.
How many knows the Bible says the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much? Amen. But Satan says, I don't care if you pray. I don't care if you sacrifice. As long as your heart ain't in it, he don't care. He said, just don't get too far away from me. But God said, I break the boundaries of Satan, thank God, and begin to pray from the heart and say, I'm going to pass the old stony place that I meet every time I pray. I'm going to pass it up. I'm going to beat it with my fist and a spirit of prayer until I get past it. And devil's boundary will set on us. But it's time for the church to break the boundaries that Satan's put on us. And it says, Satan, I don't care how far I go, but I want to go as far as God wants me. I want to go out there. Amen. He says, I don't care if you go to church as long as you keep the message in the church. I don't care if you go to church as long as you keep it inside the church. As long as you keep it on the membership of what you have. He don't care if you come to church as long as nobody outside hears that message. He don't care, thank God. He said, I don't care. Just don't go too far outside them doors with this message. You can preach it in here. You can sing it in here. But just don't go too far outside the doors with the message. Don't go too far up the holler with the message. Don't go too far in the county. Don't go too far to the jailhouse. Don't go too far to the drug dealer's house. I'm knocking on the door saying Jesus loves you. I know everybody's criticized you. Everybody's afraid of you. But I'm one I know what God can do. And so He can set you free. I know you're under bondage. I know about something greater than the bondage of Satan. And that's the liberty of God. That's the liberty in Christ. I'm saying, folks, there's a whole church world that's in the same position that Aaron and Moses was in here. Satan said, go ahead and go to church. Go ahead and sing. Go ahead and preach. Just don't get too far away from what I've got. I just don't get too far out into the world to reach a lost and a dying generation. Satan says, you can preach to their minds, but don't reach their hearts. Amen. He said, just don't go too far. Don't penetrate the heart. Just get the mind. Satan says, just not too far. Amen. But God is saying, go ye into all the world and preach this gospel to every nation. Amen. He's saying, I don't care if you testify, long as you testify about what you've done for God and not what God's done for you. Amen. Amen. Well, glory to God anyway. Hallelujah. I don't care if you raise your hands as long as you don't mean it from your heart. He's saying, just don't get too far. I just don't get too far away from where I am. I'm saying to you, church, tonight, run with everything you've got away from Egypt. God set us free back then by crossing the Red Sea. But thank God there was another Red Sea for me and you. I called the Red Sea of blood of Christ on the perfect sacrifice. And I'm glad He not only parted the waters, but the veil of the temple, it was ripped from top to bottom. So me and you, well, Lord, I didn't know I was going to get on that part too. Well, thank God. How many knows there was a limitation on the people of God back in the Old Testament? They was allowed to go to church, but there was a veil in the temple, and they couldn't pass the veil. It was called the Holy of Holies. Only the priest was allowed to go in.
only at certain times of the year. But God, when His Son died on Calvary, had they come an earthquake, it shook the foundation of that old place, and it ripped the veil from top to bottom. I mean that separated the people of God from getting to the Holy of Holies. That was separated. Hey, man, we can walk boldly before the throne of grace and raise our hands up with tears and our eyes and say, God, I know I'm not worthy, but You've got a Son that died for me, and I've got His blood shed for me flowing through my veins. God, I've been born again. Amen. Well, glory to God. We'll praise God. And but the devil still trying to keep us out. Still trying to keep us out. That veil is rent, folks. We can go in. But he's saying, just don't go too far. You still go to church, but don't get up here in this altar. Amen. Well, glory to God. Amen. You can preach the Bible to them, just don't preach salvation to them. Amen. You can preach salvation, just don't preach sanctification to them. I just don't preach a Christ big enough. Amen. You can preach doctrine, but don't preach Christ. Amen. Satan's saying, you've got boundaries. I thought there's a dog thing, Buzz Shumwater got up there. And he's got a boundary set for his dog. And when it gets so far, within 300 feet away from his house, it starts beeping. I thought there was a day, Brother Michael D., when that dog got smarter than the beeper. That little thing, I mean, it will grunt. Little bitty thing. It ran so many times. It gets shot and it jerk. It run again and jerk. I mean, it was bluffed. It wouldn't cry. I mean, it would be a running dead sprint and it stopped. Right where you was at. It would chase the horse. It would chase the horse so far, I mean, it would dead stop. Like many Christians today. I mean, we run and run and run and run. But Satan's got that shock collar on us. But you know what that dog did one day? It got to where, Brother Michael, it didn't care what it felt like. It didn't care about the pain. It wanted what was over on the other side more than it cared about the pain. Its desire became greater than the hindrance at church tonight. When our desire can be greater than the shock of the enemy, there's something of power will get on us that allow us to run across that old boundary line that Satan's got put down. And yes, we'll feel the pain. Yes, he may whip us with a cat of nine tails. Yes, he may strike us. We may be bruised. But God said, go, and it'll be all right. Sure, Paul was whipped. Sure, he was shipwrecked. But he wasn't staying in Jerusalem. He wasn't staying right there. And because he knew that beyond that boundary, God had something for him. Amen. I don't care if you go to church as long as you don't praise God. But I have some boundary. They'll look at me. They will look at me. They'll think I don't even mean it. They'll think I'm just doing it. Amen. That's a boundary Satan's got on many of the Christians today. You know what's a commandment? To praise the Lord. Amen. Just like a commandment to love the brethren, we have a commandment to praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. We'll thank God. But many times Satan has limitations on us, and we just go ahead and accept it. Amen. Many times the dogs that are tied up to them posts, they just get to accept it after a certain period of time. I'm reminded of a donkey along about when Jesus was headed to Bethany. I thought that I was headed to Bethany. And he looked and he said, oh, I want you to go untie the donkey. Oh, you'll find one tied up down where two ways meet. He said, untie the donkey. He said, now there ain't nobody ever rode it before. He said, but I want you to untie it. Amen. I preach on donkeys every night. Amen. Thank God. I thought he said, go and untie the donkey and let him loose. Amen. amen. And if anybody asks you what you needed and what you're doing, tell them that the master has need of him. I mean, the donkey had a boundary. Nobody ever rode it before. He said, long, old master probably said, that donkey, just don't get too far away. I'm going to feed you. I'm going to pet you. I'm going to water you. Just don't get too far away. Satan will do me and you. He'll pet us. He'll feed us. He'll give us whatever pet we want, as long as we don't get too far away. Amen. Well, glory. I mean, he'll pet us. And he'll pet us and pet us. You just, now you're stuck right here. Ain't no use in raising your hand. Look at them. They ain't even paid attention to you all the way back here. Amen. But God's looking down with a heart full of love, saying, that's my child. I have no respect of the person. I love him just like I love the others. Of this coat, he'd never been wrong before. I mean, nobody ever tried to get on him. He was overlooked. He was rejected. But he had a boundary. I mean, he had a boundary. I don't know how many times he tried to shake loose from that old post. John's pacing them horses up dirt for a while. And up pull and up pull. And finally they get broke. And they just accept it. Yeah. I ain't getting loose. Now I seen the biggest, strongest horses tied up with the skinniest little ropes. Amen. I mean, I seen biggest bulls. They terrified of a little strip of water about like that right there that you can't even see. You know what, know what the people will do? They'll put little bright shiny things all around just to remind them there it is. That's what the devil will do to me and you. He'll put up them little bright shines. I say, now that's as far as you can go. That's as far as you can go. You're as deep in the spirit as you're ever going to get. You ain't going to get the Holy Ghost. It ain't even for you. It's for them. It ain't even for you. And a shout of victory. It ain't even for you. A prophesy. I tell you what the Lord said. He said, desire to prophesy. God said, Moses, that you have no boundaries. And you know what Noah's boundary was when he came off the ark? He had no boundaries. God said, it's all yours. You know what God told Abraham? He said, look at all this land. He said, it's all yours. You know what God's telling the church? I want you to turn this world, you see, upside down. And they looked at the disciples one time of the building and they said, hey, that's in me that's turning the world upside down. I want to be known as one of them men that turns the world upside down and not this tied up. Amen. Her little donkey was had never been rode. I mean, he was stuck. Let's say some men come and let him loose because he was commanded of God. Now, amen. Christ has come to set you free.
Yeah.
Just like that donkey. Now, that donkey, I noticed the scripture, it was tied up. Jesus said, where two ways meet. You know the devil will get you right at a crossroad and tie you up and make you look at the wrong way every time. I believe when it was tied up, he was facing the wrong way. But you know what Christ did, and here's the thing I love about Christ. Throughout the scripture, his father chose the weakest vessel that he could find to do the mightiest works. I mean, he chose the least likely candidate. Voted least likely to succeed, David. Voted least likely to succeed, Moses. He had a stutter and a stick. That's all he had. But you know what God did with that stutter and that stick? He parted the Red Sea.
Yeah.
And he brought faith to a nation that had no more. Amen. He took us from a young man, David, made a king out of him. He took about a 9-year-old boy and made a king out of him. He took the least likely candidates and made prophets out of them. He took the weakest of the farmers and he made prophets out of them. He took the nasty, rough fishermen and he made seasoned men of God out of them. He took nasty, dirty politicians and he made seasoned men of God that really cared about somebody else out of them. He took liars and cheats and made righteous men out of them. He took a murderer in Paul. I mean a guilty murderer. A man guilty of taking innocent mamas from children, innocent daddies from their babies, and taking them out and having them stoned and crossing his arms and smiling as they were stoned to death. He took a man as nasty and as low as Paul, and he made a righteous man out of it. In a matter of days, he became a preacher of the gospel of Christ, of winning souls for Christ. Why? Because God knocked him off his donkey and said, son, you've had a bounty, but I'm going to remove that bounty. I'm going to remove the law. I'm going to fulfill it and let you go free and preach the gospel of Christ. And God's saying tonight to this church, God's removing boundaries. He's going to let you go free. Hey, amen. I'm not talking about free to run and romp and roll. I'm talking about free spiritually, where you can feel free to praise the Lord. I don't care who looks at me. I'm praising him anyway. He saved me. He bought me. He was whipped for me. He was spit on for me. And I realized that, preacher, so I can't help but praise him. Amen. Amen. But Satan said, just not too far. They got the donkey. I mean, it's on. He just wouldn't let it get too far away. Had him tied up. I've been tied up before. I don't know about you, but I have. I've been tied up before. But they took him to Jesus. And Jesus got on him. And he rode him into that city. He wasn't no stallion. But I believe he was trotting just as high as a stallion might have trotted. The first man that ever rode him was Jesus Christ. You know God had a plan for that, just like he does for me and you. Hey, man, Satan wants to tie us up and leave us tied up at the post. He'll feed us. He'll take care of us. He'll rub our head every now and then. He'll make us comfortable while we're tied up. He'll make us comfortable while we're tied up. Because he knows as long as he's got us tied up, ain't nobody can get on us. What did the Samaritan put the little man laid over half dead? What did he put him on? Put him on his beast. Yeah. If that beast had been tied up, he would have never got to carry that lady down over to the motel. He never would have got to carry him. And amen, if we are tied up, now I'm not calling us beasts, but I'm saying it's our duty to carry the burden of our fellow brothers and sisters. Bear ye one another's burdens.
Yes.
And if we're tied up by the enemy and got that barrier on us and that proximity on us, we're not going to be able to go praise even that to carry him. We're not going to be able to see with a spiritual eye because we're blinded by the sleep that Satan's put on us because he's got us tied up. Amen. But I want us to realize tonight that the church at one time under the old Jewish law, I mean, it was tied up. I mean, it was tied up. And we were tied up as Gentiles. We couldn't even be part of it. But when he rent that veil from top to bottom, and he grafted us in like a wild olive branch. That means we can go into that holy of holies. We're not tied up anymore. We can go there. And I want to encourage every soul in this house. You know your limitations and what Satan's trying to put on you. But you know that all things are possible through God. And God is setting on limitations. He said there's a liberty. He said there's a liberty in Christ. There's a liberty to praise. There's a liberty to worship. There's a liberty to pray. There's a liberty to cry out on God. There's a liberty to thank God, walk outside and reach out to a lost and dying. Not only is it a liberty, it's a command. It's a command. But he wants to draw boundary lines because he knows when you cross that boundary, somebody else is going to cross too. I noticed it throughout this revival. The first young person walks up. Then the other one. Once that one breaks free, then the other one starts breaking. And says, hey, I can go. You know when the cows are in the field and the first one gets out, the rest of them start wanting to get out too. Amen. It's just like this. It's when Satan has got these boundaries on us, when somebody gets willing to come up here and lay in this altar of Christ, somebody else will. When somebody gets willing to go knocking door to door and saying Christ is your only answer, somebody else will. When somebody gets willing to give up meals for lost souls, somebody else will too. When somebody gets willing to praise God without any hesitation from the bottom of their heart, with tears streaming down their face, somebody else will too. When somebody gets willing to let the power of God move on them and shake them, somebody else will too. But Satan wants to put those boundaries on us. But I just wanted to uncover a secret tonight. I just wanted to uncover a miracle in this song.